Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you stayed with me, too, because we got our good friend Jane Pollock back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jane is, an executive coach and a consultant. She is an author extraordinaire of a multi-talented, multifaceted author. She's our egg decorating expert, but she's moved on from that quite a while now, and her new book is called Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L Proprietor, and she's gone from being a successful entrepreneur to helping people like you and me be more successful in our entrepreneurial endeavors, and she's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. Jane Pollock, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back, Jane. One of the things I was just talking about with the audience, I'd like your thoughts on, is the idea, you know, 2009 is a mixed bag. In general, you know, we got a lot of negative stuff going on in the economy right now, but there are companies out there who are doing okay. Some people, not so much. And I was just talking about one of the things that I've learned, and I mean by experience, by direct experience, is that when times get tough, if you really are having a hard time, the main thing is just keep working. If you can't take long strides in your business, take little baby steps, but just keep taking one baby step after another. What do you think?
I agree. I use the expression all the time, action is the magic word. Do something. What paralyzes us is to sit back and start comparing or noticing everybody else and feeling, oh, no, I'm not that good. And, you know, the second you're engaged, so in coaching we call that the gremlins, the saboteurs,
right.
You know, those voices.
The toxic talk.
The toxic talk, and the second you're in action mode, those voices subside, and you begin to focus on, okay, how many calls do I need to make? What do I need to read to become more of an expert on this? What do I need to update on my website? And the moment that you engage in the activity, all of that goes away. So, you know, when you were introducing me, I thought, you know, consultant, I don't talk about the number-crunching part. I talk about the soul part. You know, what does it take?
Right.
To get
right.
That soul energized so that you can go and do that. It's really feeling good enough about yourself, and action is the way into that. Go ahead.
You use the term comparing. That is a really dangerous, logical, typical, classic human thing to do, but it really can be dangerous.
There's the comparative analysis that you need to do in a business plan and then let it go. Say, you know, I use that as motivation. So years ago, there was an artist whose booth was incredible, and I could have sat there and thought, I'm no good, her booth is beautiful, but I thought, you know, let me find out how to design a beautiful booth. And what brought that up recently was a client saying, you know, I was searching the web, and I saw this woman whose art is amazing. You know, she's on the cover of The New Yorker and all this stuff. And I said, let's declare a moratorium on you investigating anybody else. Because, you know, what you need to do is get your applications in for art shows, redesign your New Yorker cover, do all that stuff, and stop worrying about that. That's information, but then let it go and focus on yourself. I learned that at 29 years old, my therapist said, Jane, stay with yourself. And if I had done that every day, I would be a lot further ahead than I am without having done that.
But it's hard, isn't it? I mean, it's not easy to do that. And we read magazines about these people who have just, you know, are so smart, and we hear stories, or we meet someone, how's business? Oh, we're great. We've never had so much business. I don't even know what a recession is all about. You know, it kind of upsets us, doesn't it?
Well, there's the word spin, because you know what else is happening there, and you know what I love is the expression look but don't stare, notice it, hear it. But there's always an understory. There is always a backstory on that. If you read about any celebrity or any great business, there's the stuff that you wouldn't want to go through to get what they have. So that's where comparing again hurts you.
There's another thing you can do is you can say, wow, what a great story! I'd like to hear how you're doing that. Would you mind sharing some of that with me? And exactly. You know, make them spill their guts. You know, see what they have to say,
and what there is to learn from it. Because
yes.
the shiny bright side is definitely not the full story. Everybody knows that.
Or maybe they actually know something that they would let you have. Maybe it's real, and they really have something.
Yes. So again, borrow. You know, find out what it is that they have. But notice what you notice. You know, that what makes you jealous. If it's, you know, there are certain things. It's like, let them have that. I don't want that at all. But it's the things that speak to you that, you know, get your eyes turning green. That's what you want to know how to do. That's,
you know,
what you want to figure out.
You're exactly right. And I remember as a very young man seeing people that I envied and that I thought, wow, I wish I had that. I wish I had that level of success. I wish I had, you know, all the stuff that goes with it and all that. You know, these are rich people. You know, I'm talking back when I was in my 20s. And then one day something really terrible happened to that family.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? You got to be careful that, you know, I wonder how much that person would give all that stuff that I used to envy to go back to where they were. And you just got to be careful wishing what you wish for.
Exactly. And I remember on one of the cassette tapes I used to listen to, the motivational speakers, they said, I can't remember who, some brothers in Texas or whatever, and they said, you can have anything you want as long as you're willing to do what it takes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you're saying, there's always a price to be paid. So it may be that you make $2 billion, but do you, you know, is family important to you? Because you can't have that if you're on the road to making
mm-hmm.
$2 billion. There isn't time for that. So there are always trade-offs. And it becomes a values-based decision.
So find what it is that you want to be inside your own skin, what is best for you, and be happy with that.
I think that, and I also think that it's dangerous to cherry-pick qualities from your role models. Like, it, you know, be great to cook like Julia Child and to look like Julia Roberts and to, you know, sing like somebody else. But, you know, you can't pick that because Julia Roberts probably, well, maybe she can sing, but she probably can't cook. And, you know, what we do is we pick the best qualities of all those people and think we're going to create something, but they're all whole people and they've all got whole issues.
Have you ever had anybody that you admired come up to you and say, you know, I always wanted to be more like you in this area? You ever had that to happen? That's a shocker when that happens to you. And you realize all this time you were wishing you were somebody else, and they were wishing they were more like you. It happens, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you should allow for that possibility. I'm going to be right back with our good friend Jane Pollock right after these messages. Her book is called Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L Proprietor. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. If every topic under the small business sun that we've covered it some way or another, one way or another, in an article or in an interview that we've done, you can go and read and listen to. You can, if you want us to follow you home, we'll do that. You want to RSS, you want to subscribe to our blog, which we post on a regular basis. You can find that off the homepage, the knowledge base. AskJim.biz is right there. My newsletter, you can subscribe to it. I hope you will do that. We'll send that to you by email every Sunday afternoon. So check all that out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. So check that out as well. Jane Pollock is our guest, and she is the author of Soul Proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. Jane, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you.
You can find it on Amazon.com and also Jane Pollock, P-O-L-L-A-K.com.
All right, so check that out. Are you on Twitter, Jane?
I am. I think I'm Jane Pollock on Twitter. I'm not that up on it, I got to admit, but I'm just writing down your name
see,
so I can see how many followers.
But see,
you're followers.
What you do is great. For, I mean, Twitter is perfect for you.
I believe.
Pete, you understand? I'm not a social media junkie.
Yeah.
But I do think if you figure out how to use it, you know, you can use it to your advantage. And what you do, I think you'd be great for Twitter.
My daughter swears by it. She's got 2,500 followers. She's
doing
business from it. Yeah, so I know that's true. I'm almost done with my first year on my blog, and that has made an enormous difference in my business.
It's a big deal, isn't it? Yep,
it really is.
Well, it's the thing is, it's the follow me home thing. You know, more and more people, that's what I'm calling it. A lot of people call it, you know, for businesses. What I'm telling businesses is you know, don't think of social media. I think social media gets them derailed a little bit, but it's the follow me home thing. People are more and more going to want you to follow you. They're going to want you to follow them home rather than them come to your website all the time.
Interesting.
And that's
really
what I think.
Way to look at it.
I think that's the thing. You know, they're saying, hey, Jane, I like your stuff, but I don't have time to hang out with you. I want you to come hang out with me. Follow me home.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I think about that. One of the things that I know, one of the things you've been doing recently, Jane, is helping people understand how to make adjustments, how to make tweaks, how to make little refinements in their business model and their approach to the marketplace in 2009. I'd like for you to talk to us about that in a couple of minutes we got left.
Yeah, you know, my tagline is leading remarkable women to uncommon success, and I lead through example. So I had an opportunity to speak. Somebody said, you know, I've heard you speak. I know how many times you've transitioned your business. Will you speak to our transitions group? There are people who are out of work now, and they don't know how to reinvent themselves, and you know nothing better than how to reinvent yourself. So I thought, I this is an opportunity not only to speak and get my name out there and my face out there, but also let me make up an offering for them so that if they want to follow me, that I have something. So before I spoke that evening, I created a series of three sessions where people could come together to talk about transforming through transition. And so I created a new program and I put it out. Nobody that night signed up, but I got 9 people to sign up for 2 groups. So I'm thrilled. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's like see what people are asking of you and then formulate something that fits with your values and what you do. I'm not doing dolls dressed up as transitioners. I'm not a product person. I do something that fits what I do. So listen for what people are asking for that suits the market and the skill level that you have and your desire, and then put it together in something that they can use.
And are you and all the way from making minor adjustments to your product offering to maybe reinventing yourself?
Exactly. So I put out this thing, Transformation Through Transition, and I got an email from somebody who stays on Nantucket in the summer, and she said, I've got a beautiful place out here. Would you consider doing it here? You can stay in my guest house. So now I'm offering it in Nantucket. So you see where opportunity arises. And I love Earl Nightingale said that luck is when preparedness meets opportunity.
Exactly.
So people say, oh, how lucky she got to go to Nantucket.
Yeah.
Well, I had a program, and I knew what I was doing, and there it was. The opportunity arose, and I can take it. So it's all of that. You know, it's
And see, every one of those things you just said is what we talked about in the first segment. You took a little baby step.
Exactly.
You walked up, you took one bit more baby step, and you said, hey world, I'm Jane. How do you like me so far? and then you took another baby
now
step.
How do you like
and,
me? Right.
Yeah, now how you like me now? And you met the world halfway. And see, I think that's the thing. We talked about this earlier. You know, when you compare yourself to other people and you imagine that they're more successful, it makes you take a step backwards, not take a step forward.
Or paralyzes you, which is so upsetting. So that's,
you've got to move forward. You've got to move somewhere, even if it's sideways.
That's right. A lateral move is fine.
You know, move. Get off the dime.
I'd
like to say one more thing. If you're reinventing yourself, ladies and gentlemen, your company or yourself individually, understand this. There is no shame.
No
shame. I went from being, actually, at one point, not long before I started my business, I was the president of one company. I was a vice president of another company in the 80s. Guess what? When I started my business, I designed business cards. One of the first things I did was design business cards. There's no shame in reinventing.
It's true. And I think people, again, are paralyzed by what will others think. And again, the moment you're in action, you stop worrying what anybody else thinks.
People, believe me, folks, they will admire your movement, and they'll want to be part of it. Hey, Jane, Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
A pleasure, always. Thank you, Jim.
We'll do it next time, but again, real soon. Jane Pollock, ladies and gentlemen, and that's her book is called Sole Proprietor. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
All my friends in the small town. My parents live in the same small town.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.